And now a story about building America's future. Community colleges enroll almost half of this country's undergraduates, but a recent survey shows that less than half of those students earn the diploma they set out for. Business leaders and politicians say that's crippling America's competitiveness. From member station WBUR in Boston, Kurt Nickisch reports.
Case in point, the cranberry industry in Massachusetts. The future of the little red berry here could depend on community colleges.
This is these are early blacks. This is an older traditional variety.
Chris Severance is trudging through the sandy soil of a 100-year-old bog. Cranberry vines love this damp sand, but they'd like it even more if it were even and smooth. To grow more berries, Severance's company is tearing up this bog and replanting it. It's a tough undertaking and high-tech, too. Workers will use lasers to level the sand. Bulldozer drivers have to know soil chemistry. Severance also needs programmers for the computer-run irrigation system.
Ground-penetrating radar, soil probes, GPS. We need people here on the farm that can actually use those tools and make decisions with those tools.
Severance says he's not getting them. High schools don't teach those skills. He thinks the local community colleges should, but they're not either. Michael Hogan runs the company that owns this bog. It's the leading grower in the country. Hogan says unless community colleges start giving him the skilled workers he needs, his company will get clobbered by foreign competitors.
Chile is in the market, and China's starting to develop it, and there's some small production in Poland. We need a workforce that's smart and motivated and technically savvy to help keep this industry here in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm on the topic of workforce. We talk for a moment about the state's community colleges. They are failing the cities and towns in this Commonwealth. The two community colleges located in Boston graduate fewer than 15% of their full-time students. Give me a break.
That's Boston Mayor Tom Menino talking to business leaders here. He's so fed up, he's willing to spend city money to train workers at the state-run schools. Right now, Menino says they're not making the grade.
They are failing our students and failing our businesses.
One of those schools is Bunker Hill Community College. Its president is Mary Fifield. She points the finger right back at Mayor Menino. Fifield says Boston's public high schools are failing.
I suppose I could speculate and I could say, gee, 85% of the students who come to Bunker Hill need to take developmental education. That automatically is going to delay the time it takes them to graduate.
Fifield also says with low tuition and an open-door mission, community colleges teach far more students who are minorities or low-income or recent immigrants than four-year schools. At Bunker Hill, going to the cafeteria is like going to a language fair. Even your stereotypical Boston kid has his own barriers.
Daniel John Patrick. Can't get any more Irish than that.
Daniel John Patrick Mulcahy waits tables 5 days a week after classes. He also cares for his dad, who's been in and out of the hospital. Mulcahy's slogging away to get an education. Still, people look down on him.
You'll always go up to people and they'll ask, oh, well, where do you go to school? And it's always kind of like, oh, Bunker Hill. You kind of put your head down. It's like, but I mean, if they understood what goes on here, I wouldn't feel as embarrassed.
Someday, he may not have to. The governor of Massachusetts, Deval Patrick, wants to help students like Mulcahy by making community colleges here tuition-free. In the end, that proposal and the new pressure on community colleges to perform reflect a growing realization that two-year colleges are critical to today's economy. Bunker Hill President Mary Fifield says it's time to step up beyond the core mission of access.
Anybody can go to a community college, and that's great.
It's just not enough anymore, she says. Now anyone should be able to graduate from a community college. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.